Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today, we're going to talk about the essence of who you are. Have you ever noticed, no matter how far you've come, how far you've developed, how hard you've worked, the person that you are right now, there are people, primarily family members, that won't let you be who you are. They want to keep you back to that person you were when you were 10 or whatever age. But they don't seem to recognize you for what you've developed into. I think it's because they're uncomfortable with who you are. They're very comfortable with who you were. So we're going to talk about the essence of who you were for a moment. First, I want to say, I think it's a sense of security for people to keep things just as they were. Some people don't like any kind of change, even if it's a change for the better, even if you're advancing. They want to keep things just as they were forever and hold on very tight to that. But the fun thing about the essence of who you were, people who have known you your entire life, people you've grown up with, whether it be family members or friends, there is a connection there. And we have to cherish that connection. I know sometimes I'll be with certain people, whether they're friends or family members, and you find humor in the same things. Possibly humor that nobody else would see or notice. Sometimes it's just a word, and you look at each other, and you both recognize the humor in that. And that is priceless. So those people that try to keep us contained into the person that we were when we were younger, there are benefits to that as well, and we do need to really cherish that. I have a cousin, for example. We were both in the fourth grade at the same time. Although we went to different schools, we were studying the same storybook. And to this day, every time we mention one word out of that book, we look at each other and just start laughing. And again, that is priceless. When you're with people who have watched you develop, and who you have watched and looked up to as role models or mentors during the time that you were growing and developing, when you're with those same people, an innate part of you comes out, it's like a comfortable feeling. It's almost like going home. Sure, we all have complaints. So we look back on our childhood and think of those things that we felt we were treated unfairly. Or we weren't happy about something. But that goes back to what we discussed in an earlier episode. It's funny how we tend to hang on and remember the things that did not make us happy. We can have thousands and thousands of wonderful memories, wonderful things. But yet that one thing in growing up that created some sort of stumbling block, or we felt we were treated unfairly, or maybe it felt it was emotionally abusive to you. That's the thing we remember, and that's the thing we tend to resent certain people for, certain things that happened. And it's time to let all that go. Because those people, those experiences, are what made us the person that we are today. But what's really interesting is when, and again, I'm going to use myself as an example. When I was trying to develop or grow or become more of an individual, independent, I almost felt like certain people that knew me for a long time were trying to hold me back. Again, possibly that goes back to their own insecurities, or their own lack of wanting change or feeling uncomfortable that you're changing and that you're becoming a more developed individual, I suppose they want you to remain that childlike figure the rest of your life to make them feel more comfortable. However, when you do break away, when you do develop, and you do become the person that you were meant to be, then you can look back and enjoy that bond that you have with everybody, even those that were trying to hold you back. You can look back fondly at that bond and thank God that you have those people in your life. Thank God that you have that bond that you can just look at each other and laugh. But sometimes, whether it be a mental block or a reality, certain people make you feel that you are being held back. Sometimes it's very difficult to detach yourself from someone emotionally when they're constantly feeding you their agenda, what they want you to be, what they expect you to be, when they tell you who you are, or they just make a gesture, a look. What they say to you tells you who they think you are. Or sometimes there's just a general lack of respect. And you feel like, I've come so far, why is this person treating me this way? And in that case, sometimes you do need to make a sort of detachment to fully become the person that you were intended to be. Sometimes in life, there are people that try to hold us back. And oftentimes it is people who have come into your life since you were born. And that is the essence of who you are. But what they neglect to recognize is that since the moment you were born up until now, you've developed into who you were meant to be. And part of it, they were instrumental in. Part of it is what you learn in the world. And again, I think we're so fortunate to have the bond with lifetime friends, all family members. But at the same time, if somebody is trying to hold you back, don't let anybody stop you from developing and becoming your best version of yourself. And that is the key. To become the best person that you can be at any age. It doesn't matter where you are today. You can still grow. We all have growth so long as we're alive. And when you become that best version of yourself and become independent of other people's opinions, then I think that's when true self-love happens. And when you have self-love, sky's the limit. When you love yourself, it is like a multitude loves you. Because actually, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. It doesn't matter what anybody else feels about you. But it's very, very interesting. When you start to feel this self-love, it's like a magnet. People are drawn to you more than they have ever been before, more than if you've stayed the person that you were and did everything you thought would please them. Actually, when you become your true self, the person that you were meant to be, and not doing anything because you think it will be pleasing to someone else, that's when most people are drawn to you because they can sense it. They can sense that independence. That neediness is gone. I would like to recap on all of this. When we're born and we're developing, and with each year, each step, each phase of our life, we are becoming the person that we're supposed to be. But I don't believe at any point in our life, I don't care if we're 8 or 80, that we're to stop developing and stop growing mentally and emotionally. But there are people that are used to us being that kid or being dependent on them, and they get very uncomfortable when you don't need that part of them anymore. What you need is a different part of them, but unfortunately, They can't seem to recognize that. So keep moving forward, no matter what age you are. Keep becoming the person that you want to be. And eventually, the people who knew you all your life, family members who you think you're not getting the respect that you deserve from, they will see you in a whole different light. And it's very exciting. It's like there is an invisible magnet. When you learn to love yourself, other people want to be around you, because I think that's something that everybody strives for. And the people around you can sense when you've got that. And that is one of the most precious gifts anybody can have, to love yourself, because then you don't need it from anyone else, but you get it. And when you do get it, it's in the form of a gift and you're happy about it. But it's not something that you're clinging to and totally hanging on to. Again, we are all so fortunate to have people in our lives for so long, lifelong friends, family members, whatever. And that is something to be cherished. But it's not something that should hold you back from being the person that you were meant to be. With that being said, God bless you. Keep growing, keep developing. Every day's a new start. Every day's a fresh start. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.